Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Desire. Is it a dirty word? A desire is a strong feeling of wanting to have something or wishing for something to happen. It sounds simple, but when was the last time you thought about what you desire? It's not a dirty word, but let's be honest, it's not one we use very often either. As women and mothers, we never talk about what we desire. In fact, we actually take it one step further and we ignore our desires, and we do so at our own peril. Ignoring your desires means not improving anything in your life. I get it, you're busy, you're a carer, cook, teacher, parent, partner. But in the mix of all of that, you've lost sight of who you are and what you desire. You're giving up everything for your family. Running the errands, sorting their lives, being Uber mum. When do you pause and tune in to what you want, your own desires? But then is the really awful reality. When you do finally take a moment for yourself, perhaps even start to pursue your desires, you start to feel guilty. The result is that you end up feeling lost. You lose your sense of direction, your sense of self. You lose your confidence. So how do you stop doubting yourself and start acknowledging your own desires? Well, firstly, you need to get clear on what it is you want. Understand your raison d'être. You know, you can do this so many different ways. You can create a vision board for yourself. You could doodle on a piece of paper. You could journal about it. Whatever is your most creative approach, give yourself time and space to explore what it is you truly want. I love colored pens, blank paper, glass of wine, good music, and just letting it flow. What's your creative process? Get clear on what you want. When you start to get a picture of your desires, share it with your partner and with your family. Talk about it openly, and I think you might be really surprised how supportive your family can be. And don't forget to ask for their support. To pursue this desire, do you need them to help more around the home, giving you more time to yourself? Or do you need them to be involved in a different way? Then when you're ready, spend some time shaping your desire in a way that enables you to fulfill it. Take it from a dream to reality. How? Frame it as a goal for yourself. Write it down and work out what do you need to do to achieve it. Your one big goal, your desire, might have three or four smaller goals that will help you to achieve it. And then be realistic and give yourself a time frame. When do you want to have achieved your overall goal, your desire, and how do the smaller goals fit into that time frame? If you've been with me for a while, you know this is really important. The next step, take action. I am all about taking action. So stop daydreaming and start making it happen for yourself. Take your time frames and mark them on your calendar. Work out your to-do list and put it in your diary. When will you carve this time for yourself to make it happen? And I want you to be aware, once you start to get this clarity, once you start to feel good about this, there are normal mindset traps that are going to start to creep in. You will tell yourself, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Or it's a waste of time. Or I'm really better off focusing on my family. Stop second guessing yourself. Stop allowing the negative self-talk. It will happen. I'm sorry, but it will happen because it's a natural chemical reaction in your brain. Your amygdala is trying to protect you. But you knowing this is going to happen helps you to be prepared to stop it when it starts. And no matter what happens, each day, do the next right thing. Ask yourself, what is the one thing I can accomplish today? Keep moving forward, keep focused, and make it happen for yourself. Desire is not a dirty word. Not at all. It's just a forgotten vocab for so many mums. Now, if this sounds like something that you'd like to explore further privately in a one-on-one conversation, I invite you to book a call with me. Let's connect and talk about your situation and how you can change it. It's a free call. There is no obligation. I would just love the opportunity to support you. In the show notes, I will put the link where you can book your call. I'll see you next week.